And a very pleasant good morning to you. Today is Tuesday, Super Tuesday. Primary day in 22 states in this great land of the free and home of the brave. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN on a program we've decided to call I Kid You Not. Now, since today is an important day, primary election day in 22 states, I thought it might be appropriate to devote this entire hour to election stuff. No, take that back. We're not going to bring up election stuff. If you want that, you know where to go. All the Alphabet Networks, Fox, CNN, and so forth. So mercifully, no, we're not going to talk about elections. Rather, since there are so doggone many liberal and some misguided conservative politicians running around all over the country seeking your vote today, it became clear that a burning issue that will ultimately determine whether or not you and your family and we as a nation remain free would be appropriate. Now, it's an issue that's hardly ever discussed in any of these debates, any of these elections, and of course, the issue I'm referring to this morning, gun control. So whoever you are and wherever you may be, may I say thank you for joining us on what I believe to be a very important hour together. Now, going out the gate, I want to make my position clear to you. Gun control to me is hitting what you're aiming at. No more and no less. Philosopher, to sort of get this started, philosopher George Santayana once said that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Huh? How true that is. And one of the reasons to study history is to avoid repeating past mistakes. When it comes to freedom, we cannot afford to forget the lessons of the past, can we? What our founders, the legacy that our brilliant founders gave us, and what the liberal judges on the Supreme Court can't get at quick enough to take away from you. Something to think about in today's election when you vote for the liberals that would, who's going to be appointing justices to the Supreme Court and so forth. Are you going to pass on an America that's less free than the one you inherited? You have no right to do that. You have no right to pass an America on to your kids and your grandkids less free than the one you inherited. Simply because when you go into that election booth, you don't think about who you're voting for. We have no right as a free people to do that. And who was it once said, Jefferson said, you hear me quote him all the time, he said, the problem with democracy, our founders hated democracy, incidentally. Do your history, do the research. Jefferson said, the problem with democracy is people eventually get the government they deserve. Well said, Mr. Jefferson, well said. So we can't afford to forget the lessons of the past when it comes to our precious right to keep and bear arms. When I say that you're no longer a free man or woman once the feds take your guns, it's simple. How are you going to defend your freedoms? Do you think Thomas Jefferson meant that we were going to fight the government guns with slingshots? Come on. That's what he meant when he made that statement. Break coming up now. What's your thoughts on gun control? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here, back in a minute with your calls.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'm going to devote this entire hour today to one of the most important freedoms that we as a nation and as a people enjoy. And, of course, I'm referring to the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It's under attack by the liberals. It's under attack by the liberal justices, by those who would vote for liberal politicians, who would appoint these justices of the Supreme Court. We have to be more vigilant when it comes to casting our precious blood-bought right to vote. You know, when you lose America, you're never going to get it back. You're never going to get it back. In Australia, they don't talk about this on the mainstream news, even on Fox News. Someday I'm going to get into the expose of Fox News. Not today, maybe not this week or next week, but someday we're going to get into the exposition of I call it the exposing Rupert Murdoch for what he actually is. You know, we report, you decide. Nonsense. But anyway, that's for a different day. Right today we're talking about gun control. Now, over 200 years ago, when the Founding Fathers drafted the Second Amendment, no one questioned the need for private gun ownership. It was taken for granted. The framers considered private firearms to be essential. Essential to protecting personal liberty. Oh no, they meant them to hunt deer. And so forth. That's what the liberals will tell you. Don't ever believe that line from the liberals. That's a myth. That the only reason that the Second Amendment existed is because people wanted to hunt game. No, they were essential to protecting personal liberty, both as a means of opposing foreign threats and also as a check against excessive government power. The framers were passionately devoted to the idea that a self-sufficient armed citizenry is the best means of preserving liberty. There's no other way to describe it. How are you going to defend yourself if you don't have a fire, if you're disarmed, a disarmed people cannot defend freedom. Tyranny will prevail. Ask the Nazis, ask the German people what happened over there. We'll get into that in a moment. So what are your thoughts on gun control? Our phone lines are open this morning at 800-313-9443. Get it on the telephone. Join in the discourse. What are your thoughts on? You might be of a totally different opinion than most people when it comes to the Second Amendment. You might believe in gun control. You might believe the government should take away all our guns. And if so, we invite you to call. Just invite you to call. I mentioned a moment ago the NEA is refusing, number one, to teach history past 1900. So if you're sort of in a quandary as to why your kids can't read or write, or if they don't know any history in this country, look at the NEA. They're the source of the problem. Their god is John Dewey, a despicable little secular humanist who defines secular humanism as a religion, and it's a religion that they're preaching in the public schools. I can't help but refer to that because people don't link that together. They don't link secular humanism in schools to a state religion. We've already adopted a state religion in this country, folks. You know what it is? It's called secular humanism. But anyway, I digress, don't I? Get on the phone. Give us your views on these subjects. 7 years ago, Emory University historians published a book purportedly proving that there were few guns and gun owners in early America. Of course, we know that's a complete lie, but the book garnered Columbia University's coveted Bancroft Prize. And then 2 years later, primarily due to the efforts of a brilliant young research historian, his name was Clayton Kramer. Clayton Kramer had studied that period in history extensively. The book revealed to be a total fraud, full of lies and fabrications. Well, I'm not even going to mention his name. He doesn't deserve it. This fellow that published the book 7 years prior to that, claiming that there were few guns and gun owners in America, a complete fabrication. And the upshot of that, Columbia University had to rescind the Bancroft Prize. But boy, they were sure quick to get on the bandwagon, weren't they? You know, I mean, it's teaching our kids lies. Every American who values his or her constitutional rights should know something about these frauds and gun control advocates who are perpetrating these awful lies. We should know about them so that we can be ever watchful and teach the truth to our young ones, because those are the ones that are going to perpetuate the America that our founders had envisioned, a free nation, free people. Early Americans were gun owners, period, end report. Private firearm ownership was widespread from coast to coast to the frontier, in both the North and the South. Our ancestors not only knew the value of gun rights, they actually practiced those rights. Many early Americans provided for their family through their skill with a firearm. Many more Americans had a gun hanging over the hearth in their bedroom, fireplace, living room, to protect the house and the children against wild animals or criminals. Now you might say to yourself, well, in those days that was justification for having a firearm. Don't forget what the founders said. They said that the purpose for the Second Amendment was to protect yourself against wild animals. No, sir, ma'am, it was to protect your personal liberty, your freedom. Now these firearms were also seen as an insurance policy against American Indians, the British or the French, and even against their own central government. That's how the people felt in those days. They had the burning love of freedom in their guts, something that we totally lack today because we're products of a secular, humanistic government propaganda institutions that are totally destroying any respect that we have for our nation's history. Think about it. I mean, it's something that we have to think about. It's no fun to sit on the air here and discuss these issues and really, really take our heads out of the sand and look at the situations for what they are. But you know, we as a free people must do that from time to time if there's any hope that we can retain our freedoms in this country. The honor tradition went completely unchallenged of owning guns until the 1900s. And then New York passed the Sullivan Law in 1911, one of the first gun control laws in the nation. Did you know that? One of the first gun control laws in the nation was called the Sullivan Act in 1911. There's a history lesson for you. This law required that firearms small enough to be concealed on a person should be registered. See, that's how they always start out. It's so innocuous. Oh, well, I can see why they have to register guns and so forth. And then, of course, you get on the slippery slope, don't you? This state law became a test measure for future gun control laws. Davey in Texas, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning there, Sir Don.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm trying to give you, not you so much, but maybe some of our listeners out there who might be inclined to think, vote for some liberal politician that would chomp into bits to take away your guns.
Man, that liberal conservative
thing. We want to stay on that topic if we can.
Okay, that liberal conservative thing's kind of a misnomer, you know. Say, I had a point of order I wanted to discuss with you briefly first.
All right.
You had a caller yesterday, Michael from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, and I know you've seen it in your lifetime, I've seen it in mine, how things kind of got rushed, you know, here the last 20, 30 years, everybody's in a big hurry all the time.
I think it goes back further than that, Davey, but go ahead.
Well, that's what I've noticed anyway, but the point being that, especially on the radio, talk radio shows, it's always, oh, we're in a big hurry, you know, here comes the break, you know, goodbye, thanks for calling, you know. Well, you had that caller, Michael, from New York, and I happen to believe the most powerful weapon on planet Earth is the truth. And when you got somebody on the line...
All right, now, Davey, can we sort of stay on gun control here a little bit?
Yes, sir, because right after that, I'm going to go to...
I'm not trying to, you know, throw rain on your parade here, but I'd kind of like to stay on topic if we could this morning.
Okay. Well...
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Tell our listeners and myself, Davey. What are your thoughts, Davey in Texas, on gun control?
Well, I can't, you know, in good faith and in good conscience, take part in a false so-called debate. I mean, you got to deal with the truth, and the truth is, God and Jesus told us we have a right to defend ourselves. And the question is, well, why is that? You know, you mean we're not supposed to just be little sheep out here just begging to be fleeced all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to trace back in our history, and I was going to recommend, you know, Fess Parker used to play Daniel Boone on TV.
Sure did.
And, you know, he has a vineyard out there in California. He's still alive. I was kind of hoping you could have him on as a guest maybe sometime and talk about the episodes of that Daniel Boone show maybe, because there were some lessons in there for Americans to learn about their history and where they came from and how they got here and all the rest of that. But this silly notion that we're just supposed to sit around and be taken advantage of by fast-talking, forked-tongued, you know, liars and murderers is just not acceptable. And
Sure? Why don't you just tell us what you really think, Davey?
All righty. Well, I was going to tell you, check out what Willie Nelson had to say about the physics of 9/11.
I don't want to get on 9/11.
Right, I understand.
I want to stay on gun control if we can, because I want to devote the whole hour. Today is election day, and I want people to think, when they go in and pull that lever, what that liberal politician that they're tempted to vote for is going to do to your gun rights.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, Ron Paul's got a campaign headquarters
Whoa.
Now in Dallas.
If you want to hang on, Davey, go ahead, but we've got a break here, like you were talking about. But anyway, our phone here is 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne. We're talking about gun control. How do you stay free? Back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. We have Davey on the line. We've got Carl in Alabama waiting. So, Davey, can you sort of wrap it up now for us? What are your, how would you put it all in a couple of words?
Well, the Almighty blessed us with this land, and it's our responsibility to take care of it and be good stewards. And when we let when we let people in here that are not acting in good faith, we do it to our detriment. I appreciate your show, and thank you, and I hope you'll let that Michael continue his comments next time.
I sure will.
Thank you, and have a good day. Super Tuesday. Ron Paul. Have a good day, Don. Thanks.
Oh, you betcha. Thanks for joining us, Davey. Carl in Alabama, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning, Carl?
Yeah, I'm just going to give you two examples of the reason why people ought to have guns of people in World War One, World War Two. Alvin York was a crack shot. He was from Tennessee, and he went over in World War One, took a Springfield M1 rifle and a .45 pistol and broke up a whole German battalion.
Are you speaking of Alvin York?
Yeah, he was the World War One's most decorated soldier.
Absolutely.
He was from Tennessee. And he was a crack shot, and in our two world wars, it was two Southerners because, you know, people in the South hunted more and everything, knew how to shoot better. But in World War II, then Audie Murphy, he was a little boy, grew up in Depression in Texas, was a good shot. He had to hunt game to feed his family. His daddy run off. In World War II, by the time he was 19 years old, he just had a fifth grade education. He was a second lieutenant. Won every medal at the United States, most decorated soldier in the history of the United States, still is, and was, you know, he just...
What a hero he was, yes.
That's right, and Alvin York really was a Christian, and he didn't want to go, but when he went, But he, that's the
boy, did he go, didn't he?
Yeah,
he went, and he did some damage over there, didn't he?
Well, that was the biggest feat in the history of one man doing. He broke up a whole German battalion. He killed 28, captured 132, and broke up 35 machine. He stopped the whole battalion because he was a good shot. He was from the Tennessee Hills, and people ought to get that movie, that Patriots, and watch Alvin York. It's a true story. He wouldn't let them make
it.
He told
absolutely.
He told the producer, said, "Now whoever you get to play my wife, she can't drink, smoke, or cuss." Because he was a Christian, and he took all the money. Alvin York took the money that he made. He wouldn't let him make it till 1941, rather, and he took the money and gave it to his Bible college. He didn't take a cent for himself, so he didn't take nothing off of his war exploits.
But Carl. Carl, we sure appreciate your joining us, and I concur with you 100%. Alvin York was a great American hero.
Well,
so was Audie Murphy. Audie, you know, men like that are so rare and so treasured.
Well, these young people don't
Patriots
know nothing
eyes.
About that.
Pardon me?
These young people don't know nothing about that. They don't know.
No,
the
they won't teach
them
that in schools. How many? I don't know if you've listened to this program, Carl, but I get after the school of more than just about anybody you're going to listen to, because they are at the root of so many of this nation's problems today.
Well, Don, let me tell you this before I go. You got to. I've
sure.
listened to all these networks on this shortwave. I got a Telstar, but you're the best one and the refreshingest one that's on there. You more. Know what's really going on and just this one item, 9/11 and all that crap all the time. You know what's going on. And we appreciate
thank you, thank you, Cousin Carl. No, I'm not kidding.
We'll see you, buddy.
Hey, stay with us now. Okay, we have Dan in Minnesota. Dan, what's on your mind this morning? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Just one question, if you could enlighten your listeners as well as me. Going to the precinct up here in Minnesota later today. I'm a Ron Paul supporter, but, you know, John McCain looks like the front runner and the anointed one. He's a CFR member. What is his record on gun control?
I'll tell you what he is, Dan, not to interrupt you there.
Sure.
But as far as I know, and I haven't really, to be very honest with you, I have not really researched his record completely. But from what little bit I do know about McCain, he does not favor gun control. But I could be wrong on that. If any listeners are out there and they know better than that, so I'm a poor source to ask on that, Dan. When I don't know something, I'm the first one. I'll admit it. I'm not going to try to phony up an answer for you. I don't know for sure.
I'm in the GOA, and I know one time quite a while back they had wrote who's good and bad, but I couldn't remember on him. I was hoping to find out. I don't like John McCain.
If any of our listeners out there know McCain's stand on gun control, please call.
I want to find a good reason to smear him there tonight. So, you have a great day.
Is that it, Dan?
Yes, thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for joining us, Dan. And those are interesting comments on gun control. It's such an important issue, isn't it, facing this nation? Because I'll tell you, if we as a nation are dumbed down enough to vote for a Hillary Clinton or a Democrat Senate and Congress in this nation, we have a break coming up. But we have Mike in New York. If you want to hang on, Mike, until after the break, I'm sorry we cut you a little bit short yesterday, but we'll try to make up for it today. So get on the telephone. What are your views on gun control at 800-313-9443? I'm Don Wayne. And the calls are yours. We want to know what's on your mind. We want a discourse here. We want you to tell us whether you're for or against. If you're against government, if you're against gun control, fine. If you're for it, fine. I mean, you know, it's your opinion, and you're certainly entitled to your opinion on this program. We will never.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. The subject today is gun control, and we have, thank you for holding on over the break, Mike. Mike in New York, welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Good morning, Don. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah, as far as yesterday, I didn't think you cut me off. I mean, I'm used to really getting cut off when I talk with people like on WABC in New York. Now, they'll cut you off, but they don't want to hear any truth at all. But anyway, I want to follow up with the previous callers with Alvin York, the movie. That was with Gary Cooper. It was called The Doughboys, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you're correct.
And it was a great movie, and Cooper did a great job portraying Alvin as just a good old down-to-earth guy. And what I got out of that movie the most, everybody that watches it, just realize now you're looking at the events prior to World War One, where the traitors in our government made a major move, and they created this National Wars Powers Act, which would provide a national army, because prior to that, we didn't have such a thing, and we were just state militias, and we were a defensive army. We could not be shipped abroad into foreign wars. That's right. And so that movie really shows the first time where they unfortunately duped the Americans to believe in that this was a sound move, and they made us an offensive army able to be transferred abroad and get caught up in foreign wars, which Washington warned us never to do. And so Alvin...
Not only, Mike, can I interrupt for just a moment? Not only
sure.
Foreign wars, they didn't want any foreign entanglements. And now you look at what Bush has done and what previous administrations have done. They sold out the sovereignty of this once proud constitutional republic to foreign interests. $160 billion. I mean, it's another subject. But the fact of the matter is we're sold out.
Yes,
we
sir,
have
Don.
We have to take America back, Mike. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Don. And it's all tied in to this one event, just like you're describing. That's how far they took it now. And Alvin York, you know, in the movie, he was a a conscientious objector to being enlisted in the war. So they show in the movie how they try to convince him that it's his duty to fight for his country by going in this war, and they tell him how Washington and all these great guys that founded the country, you know, they'd be all for this and that, and that's right in that movie. So it reveals a lot, and it's worth every American watching, because you can see the BS they put over these poor guys in World War One and then World War Two.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you, Don. Right. And, Donna, you know, I'm going to send you an email of a photo that just came out that I got, and I'm going to send it to you so you can pass it along. It's a photo with Barack Obama, Richardson, and Clinton, and one other lady with a big U.S. flag behind them somewhere where there was a national anthem. And so everybody's got their hands over their heart except for Barack Obama.
You know, I'd love to see that, Mike, because I've heard about it. I have not seen it, but if you would email me that, I would appreciate it very much.
I'm going to get it right over to you, Don, so you can pass that one around. And just everybody remember, when you see this photo, when you see Hillary Rotten Clinton with her hand over where her heart would be, just remember, there is no heart there. It's just a piece of ice.
You know, he also, Mike, as a sidebar here, he also, Barack Obama, refuses to wear the American flag as a lapel pin. Did you know that?
You know, I'll tell you, Don, there's more evidence. You know, and how they try to make us believe he's a Christian, I'm telling everybody, does that guy sound like he's a Christian? Just his name, he's a Muslim. And
that's
it's
right.
The most outrageous thing when we're in this war on terrorism and all this nonsense, and yet we're contemplating having a Muslim for a president. I mean, are we this wacky now?
You know, you almost sound like me now, Mike. I said that all along. I said, how in the world can a free people, a sovereign people, become so dumbed down and so ignorant that they can even possibly think of voting for a Muslim when the Muslim jihad, you know what jihad is? That's a declaration of war against Christians and Jews. When a Muslim jihad has been declared against the United States of America, how can we possibly even contemplate that? And yet we've got at least maybe half of the people in this country so dumbed down and so out of touch with reality that they'd go into a voting booth and they'd throw away their precious blood-bought vote on the likes of him. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Don. And, you know, you would think everybody's talking about that. Just hearing his name and you say, my God, Barack Hussein Obama for president of the United States. I mean, holy smokes, everybody should be talking about that alone, Don.
You betcha.
Yes,
well
sir,
said.
Don. So I'm going to get that email
to you,
sir.
You always have some, you know, Mike, I appreciate your participation in this program so much. Because you always have something that's well thought out and well considered to add to this program, and I appreciate you for that.
Don, let me say something, sir. I appreciate you, RBN, and everything you guys are doing. I appreciate this opportunity to voice our understanding on these matters through your media, and you guys are doing a great job, and I'm so happy that you guys came along, and I discovered a number of years ago, because I thought I was all alone for the last 30 years. With this new world order stuff. But it's very encouraging, and God willing, we're going to turn this around, and our country is going to be saved and restored by all the good patriots in this country. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for joining us, and together we can take America back. We can take America back. I don't think we've lost her yet, but it's getting awfully close. This election is going to be so significant. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Okay, what are your views on gun control? 800-313-9443. That's our phone. Our phone lines are now open. And get on the telephone and talk to us and let us know your views on gun control. You can bet this. You can bet on this. If you are so inclined to see liberals take over the House and the Senate and the White House, your guns are gone. They're history. Jeff, is that Arkansas or Jim? I'm sorry, Jim. Is that Arkansas
Arkansas.
Is that Arizona? You're on the
Arkansas.
Air. Hello.
Hello. This is Jim, and I'm in Arkansas. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, welcome to the show, Jim. You're welcome.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
We're talking about gun control this morning, and my comment is that if it's in the Constitution, then I'm all for it. You know, as far as the Second Amendment, everything, all that. I personally don't own a gun, but I'm all for people having guns and all that. The only thing that I would like to comment on is this, that I don't believe that people should think in terms of using their guns to, I don't know how exactly to put this, to think in terms of this is going to save us from an American military. We're, it's kind of ridiculous. We're in far worse shape than the people in Iraq are as far as being able to defend ourselves. We're totally isolated. Mm-hmm. No one's going to come to our defense. Those people over there are surrounded by countries who have like-minded cultures and like-minded people who are assisting them. We don't have any such thing here. Our fight and our contention with those who would lead us astray away from our Constitution and our sovereignty can only be done, I feel, in the airwaves and in the realm of information. And one of our good friends, of course, understands that real good, and that's why he called his website Infowars.com. This is a war of information. We can't resist these people with guns. We're far outgunned by every stretch. And, there's no way. So, great. Have your guns. I have no problem with that. I think every law-abiding citizen should have the right to own a gun for whatever reason. But to think in terms of this, we're going to resist the federal government or state governments or whatever with guns, I think is not a very, practical
you have,
idea.
You have, Jim, there's something in what you say. And I thank you for joining the discussion. There's something in what Jim says, isn't there? In that you wonder, well, how in the world can we go up against tanks with 30-06s and so forth? And it's a subject that could be discussed with some merit both ways. Mark in Minnesota, I see you've dropped off the line there, but if you want to call back, we can take your call. We invite you to call. You can get on the phone. Give us your opinion on gun control. And I thought it would be a very appropriate topic for today. Because I think all too often when you walk into the voting booth, we do as voters and so forth, we walk into the voting booth and we're either single issue or something voters. We don't take into consideration, well, what is my candidate's position on gun control? Because so much of what we treasure, so much of what we cherish as a free people is involved in that, freedom to keep and bear arms. There's more stories about people who are protecting. It doesn't make the news at night, but if we have time in this hour, I'm going to touch on it, and that is how many incidents of people, victims, saving themselves. And I mean, the figure goes way up. I mean, it's a humongous amount of folks that are involved every year in protecting themselves from would-be robbers or would-be persons who would do them bodily injury and so forth. But the media, being liberal and pro-gun control, doesn't want to hear about that. They simply do not want to hear about those instances where, and there's, that happens many times every day in America, where people's lives are saved because they're armed and they're able to defend themselves. But you know, on the subject of gun control, back in 1963, Lyndon Baines Johnson loaded the court, loaded the Supreme Court with what's known as anti-gun judges at every level, really, not just the Supreme Court, at every level. And I don't know if you're old enough to think back to Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall once said that the Constitution means anything he wants it to mean. A strict opponent of the Second Amendment was appointed to the Supreme Court by LBJ, which meant at the time that all three branches of our government lurched to the left in most policy areas, including firearms. And keep in mind that up until this time, private ownership of firearms was really not in any meaningful way controlled by the federal government. But Johnson's administration was the beginning of the federal government superseding state authority in all aspects of people's lives, including ownership, lawful commerce, private property, and, of course, firearms. You can thank Lyndon Johnson and the Supreme Court justices and the lower court justices that he appointed. So how important, I guess that's just the link that I'm trying to make here between the politicians that you're voting for and what their stance on gun control is. An earlier caller was asking about John McCain's stance on gun control. And really, I should, but I do not know what his stance is. That would be an interesting, it would be an interesting subject to explore. Obviously, it's not going to be asking any of these quote-unquote debates. The debates, for the most part, I don't know where these questions come from. I'm thinking, methinks, that they're coming from the controlled media, the news editors and these news departments that are basically under the control. It all gets down to the fact that they're all under the control of a shadow government in this country. And the link to that, of course, is that these are the people who want to take your guns. I shared with you a story earlier about this Columbia University fiasco. So I guess we could also point out that the other major factor that created federal gun control movement was the was that the NRA, as an organization, really, when they started out, were totally unprepared to deal with the media. Lyndon Johnson, they weren't prepared to deal with him. The anti-gun politicians in the United States House and Senate, and up until that point, the NRA refused even to have a registered lobbyist. In fact, the NRA sent mixed signals to the Hill in reference to Johnson's anti-gun legislation and so forth. They just weren't prepared to cope with this thing. I think they're more so prepared today. But if NRA had held nominally pro-gun House members' feet to the fire back in those days, the feeling is the 1968 Gun Control Act, or GCA, would not have become law. But with no direction from the NRA, those legislators simply didn't vote. And the worst, it's considered to be the worst piece of gun control legislation in history, what's known as the 1968 Gun Control Act, was enacted into law under the auspices of the bumpkin from Texas, Lyndon Johnson. And I think, you know, our founding fathers believed that the right to keep and bear arms was a natural right given by God and essential to the preservation of life and liberty. That's the point I'm trying to make this morning on this show. Without guns, you're no longer free. You say, how can that be? Well, how are you going to defend your freedom? Sure. I mean, the point is with that, and it just occurred to me, that if you have an armed population, the government's not going to want to go up against you. That's going to be a severe deterrent, knowing that, one time a Soviet pilot came to the United States. He was running away from the Soviet Union, and he landed his plane in somewhere. And upon debriefing the Soviet pilot, the question came up in the course of the debriefing procedure. They said, well, now, why hasn't the Soviet Union attacked the United States up until this point? And his answer was very revealing. He said, because they've got too many cowboys with guns. So even this jet pilot with this arsenal behind him of a jet plane and so forth, they were intimidated by the fact that the American population was an armed population. That's why Hitler, the first thing he did upon taking power in Germany, do your research, do your history, was to disarm the German people. That's what every tyrant does. And if you want to sit back and say, well, you know, our government would never do that. Well, if you have that sort of confidence in our government, you have a lot more confidence than I could ever conjure up in my wildest imagination, because I don't trust that sort of government. All right, get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. We've got lines open here, so talk to me. Get on the telephone. Back in a moment.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. The subject of today's show has been gun control. We've had some wonderful input from listeners, and this is what we try to do on this show, Monday through Friday from 8 until 9 Central Time. I'm Don Wayne, and we want to involve you, get you involved in this whole procedure of discussing the vital issues that affect each and every one of us every day in America. But if we can put not too fine a point on this, you know, our founding fathers believed that the right to keep and bear arms was a natural right given by Almighty God, an essential to the preservation of life and liberty. Alexander Hamilton acknowledged that the Supreme Being invested man with an inviolable right to personal liberty and personal safety. Can you imagine a Hillary Clinton or an Obama making that statement? Even maybe a George Bush or a John McCain? Don't think so. Do you? James Wilson, who was he? He was one of the first Supreme Court justices, and he was also a signer of both the Declaration and the Constitution. And he wrote that taking the life of an attacker is allowed when it is necessary for the defense of one's person or house. Can I say it again? For those of you who think that the Second Amendment was meant for deer hunting, he wrote that taking the life of an attacker is allowed when it's necessary for the defense of one's person or house. This great natural law of self-preservation, Wilson continued, cannot be repealed or superseded or suspended by any human institution. Can I say that again? James Wilson. You know, that's the first time I read that, I thought, boy, these founders, they had it right, didn't they? And how we're slowly eating away at the very concept that our founders had for this great country. And it says here that when the life of an attacker, so anytime you hear a politician of either stripe, either a liberal or some misguided conservative, get up and espound the fact that the government should be registering guns or anything, think about our founders and what they said and what they warned us about. And he wrote that taking the life of an attacker is allowed when it's necessary for the defense of one's person or house. And it cannot be repealed or superseded or suspended by any human institution. Can it be more clear than that? Mr. Supreme Court Justice, who would vote in a moment to take away your gun if he could or she? We've got five justices sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States of America that are an absolute disgrace to this nation. Who were they appointed by? Well, one of them, unfortunately, Sandra Day O'Connor, she's no longer sitting, but she was President Reagan's worst nightmare. He appointed her. Eisenhower said of Earl Warren that he was the worst decision that Eisenhower had made as sitting president. So they can squeak by in this process. We denied Robert Bork, one of the most brilliant constitutional minds this country's seen, a seat because of the Kennedys and the other liberals in the Senate who disgraced him. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the program. Don Wayne here. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to our callers for joining in. And that's I Kid You Not for today. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station.